being a mom, which is something I didn't ever think I would be. I'm in my 30s, is the best part of me. My daughter is everything. I mean, I would starve to death just so that she could feel full every day.
Welcome to Straight Talk on Life Issues. It's great to be with you. I'm Victor Nieves, president of Life Issues Institute. Unfortunately, about 1 million abortions happen each year. Women all over the nation are finding out that they're pregnant, and many are feeling completely alone and confused. The good news is there are many organizations who support pregnant women and their families, and many lives have been saved through pregnancy help. Today, we'll be speaking with two guests who once considered abortion, but thankfully changed their minds and chose life. We're joined by Maddie Martinez. Her own unplanned pregnancy led her to Embrace Grace, where she's now the group's administrator, equipping churches to love and encourage women with unplanned pregnancies by providing spiritual, emotional, and physical support. We're also joined by Elizabeth Barrett. She too faced an unplanned pregnancy when her and her boyfriend became pregnant. After considering an abortion and even taking the chemical abortion pill, she was able to save her baby through abortion pill reversal. Elizabeth and Maddie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Exciting to be here.
Well, I'd like to ask you both if we could start off by just having you briefly share your story. Tell us about your experience facing unplanned pregnancy. Elizabeth?
Okay, well, I would say I found out I was pregnant, and at the time I just didn't have a supportive partner, and I wasn't in a position where I felt like I was ready to become a mom. So every time I would tell someone like, hey, I'm pregnant, I've never been pregnant, you know, and I'm like so excited. I'm like, hey guys, I'm pregnant. And everyone's like, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to handle this? And it wasn't at all, even my own mother wasn't the reaction I thought it would be. So I just immediately panicked and I started thinking about things like abortion, which I had never thought about prior to that.
How much of a difference, Elizabeth, do you think that made to not have that supportive structure around you in that moment?
I think that was everything because I wanted to be a mom. I didn't have faith in myself, but it didn't mean I didn't want that. I was so excited to be pregnant. So to have everyone around me doubting me is probably the leading factor of me getting an abortion.
Yeah. Maddie, how about you? Tell us your story.
Yeah, when I found out I was pregnant, I didn't tell anybody. And I went straight to trying to find an abortion because I knew if I chose being a mother that I would be a single mom. And I wasn't ready for that. And I was just starting my career and I just needed a second chance. So I didn't tell anybody. And yeah, I went the abortion route too.
Well, you both mentioned the lack of support and specifically the lack of support from the father. I'd like to ask you both, how much of a difference do you think that would have made if your partner would have been there for you, Maddie?
If my partner had been there for me, I think I was pretty adamant, but I feel like with conversations ongoingly that I probably would have not considered abortion anymore. But because that wasn't really an ongoing conversation, it was something I was adamant about, was my decision to make at that point because I was alone. So I do think having a supportive partner definitely would have helped. It just would have taken some convincing.
Elizabeth, how about you?
I would say I was on the opposite end of that. I had just split up with my partner at the time and he had just moved out. And so every time we would talk about it, we would get in an argument and the argument would lead back to abortion. And so I felt a certain amount of guilt if I decided to keep the baby, like I was trying to stay with him or, you know. But the minute he changed his mind, I felt like I could keep the baby. So, I mean, I would say, I mean, I hate to say that as someone who is independent and a career woman and all of that. I do have to say his support made all the difference for me.
Well, Elizabeth, you're far from the only person that we've spoken to who shares that exact sentiment. And it's a testimony, by the way, to the men out there, the difference that you can make to stand up and be there and support your family because it is now a family. So, Elizabeth, he was actually originally wanting you to get an abortion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. And so what changed his mind? Because you said that he had a flip. What was the turning point for him?
You know, I can't tell you what he was thinking, but he has two children from a previous marriage and they're great. They are 11 and 17. And he was actually, he had his children like was having a visit with them while I was in Planned Parenthood, and I was crying and I was texting him and I was like, are you sure? You know, once I do this, I can't undo this. Are you positive? And he says that he was looking at his children, and he does have a very strained relationship with their mother. And he said that something just clicked in him that no matter how we feel about each other, children are just wonderful. And he's never regretted his kids whatsoever. And so, you know, he sent me that message, but he had sent it about 4 minutes too late to get out of there. And so that's kind of what led my abortion pill reversal journey, was him changing his mind.
Wow. So tell us about that. What was that like when you changed your mind and you go through with abortion pill reversal? How'd that go?
That's such a hard question to answer. I mean, it all turned out well, but it was not an easy road in the beginning. I got that message probably, like I said, about 4 minutes too late. I had been in that abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood, for probably 2 hours. I remember they kept coming in and they're like, take the pill or leave, lady, you know? And I was like, I want some counseling. And they were like, we don't do that. We can give you a phone number. We outsource it. We don't have someone that can come talk to you. And so once I took the pill and I got that message, I just drank water as fast as I could. And I ran to the bathroom and I tried to throw up, and to no avail. And so him and I texted each other immediately and made a plan to get together. And we were actually Googling home remedies on, like, can I drink honey and like do a handstand or castor oil or, like, you know, just crazy stuff. And on like page 3 of Google, I think he found the abortion pill reversal hotline. And it was really stressful. That first part, I'm not going to say, was great. I don't have much recollection. I was hysterical. I thought they were going to ask for a credit card number. So I had my finger like ready to hang up at any point because I'd never heard of this. And once I talked to someone, she just kept telling me she believed she could help me. She believed she could save my baby. And even if they can't, you know, I did the right thing by calling. And so that was the beginning of that long journey.
Well, what an amazing story. And again, not to be a broken record, you're not the only one with that story. There are so many people who were searching and didn't even know that abortion pill reversal was a thing. To you, the listener, I want to encourage you to visit our website, lifeissues.org. We'll have more information about the abortion pill reversal protocol, and you can share that with people because everybody needs to know, Elizabeth, like your story, that that's an option out there, and it has saved more than 7,000 babies so far. Maddie, you had mentioned that you didn't tell anybody when you first got the news that you were pregnant. What were some of the emotions in your head? Was it fear? Was it uncertainty? You mentioned career questions. What was that like?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was fear, just being afraid of what people would think. Like, my relationship wasn't an official relationship. It wasn't anything anybody even knew about. So it really meant being vulnerable and sharing a lot about details that I hadn't told anybody. And career-wise, just thinking of, you know, I just started this job and I love it, and what does it look like? And seeing that being a part of family wasn't celebrated where I worked. It was all about work. And that was something that I had the time to do. And so I really was really worried about a lot of that. But I really think the root of being scared to tell anybody about my pregnancy was fear. What are people going to think? What's going to happen? And so fear of the unknown.
And what led you eventually to embrace grace?
I had to tell somebody I was pregnant, and I told my little sister, who, when she was 16, went through Embrace Grace after learning about it through Young Lives. And I was in my freshman year of college when she got pregnant, so I didn't really know a whole lot about it. But when I called her 5 years later and asked her to take me to my abortion procedure, she immediately went into fix-it mode and was like, I don't think you know what you're doing. I was really adamant, like I said, that I was going to have an abortion. And she said, okay, I'll be the one to help you. I'll be the one to take you there. But I don't think that you know what you're doing. And I think you need to think about it, because once it's done, you can't go back.
Wow. And so she had that courage to stand in the gap, and it made all the difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell her that all the time. She is so smart, and my best friend and a coworker. They were like, well, whatever you decide to do, we'll support you. And my sister was like, I'll support you, but I don't think that this is the right thing for you.
And so what about that changed your mind?
I really think that she was the first person who fought for my son's life and really fought for mine, because She was looking out for me too, of what this looks like after. And I was just trying to get through right now. And so her words did echo through. And she did end up reaching out to Embrace Grace and asking them for help. Like, what do I do to help my sister? And so they did give her the tools to further support her fight for my son.
What were some of those tools that y'all were equipped with?
They gave her a love box, which is, instead of giving moms a brochure about what Embrace Grace is, it's an invitational gift to an Embrace Grace group that has a box of, a book of testimonies, a gift, a onesie, a pen, and a handwritten letter from somewhere, someone across the nation who's just saying, you can do this, you could be a good mom, and don't give up, you're not alone.
So my next question to both of you is, how has your child changed your life? Elizabeth?
I say this all the time. My sister has 5 children. And I remember I used to always tell her, who are you outside of a mom? You're more than just your children's mother. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're outgoing. You need to be more than just a mom. And I look back on that now that I am a mom and I cringe a little bit. Because being a mom, which is something I didn't ever think I would be, I'm in my 30s, is the best part of me. It's changed me completely. My daughter is everything. I mean, I would starve to death just so that she could feel full every day. She is why I do everything that I do. So I don't know how to embody it in words, but I don't even remember my life before her, even though it was so recent.
Well, I absolutely love that. You know, I agree with what you said. I don't think there's any such thing as being just a mom. A mom is the greatest title of honor that we could ever give to anybody. And so that's such a beautiful story. Maddie, how about you? How has your child changed your life?
Elizabeth, I completely agree with you. I never know the words to embody what my son means to me, what it means to be his mom, but there is nothing in my life that I'm more proud of than being his mom. I mean, literally, he just smiles and I'm like, I made that. Like, that is something that's going to change the world one day. I feel like I always wondered, what was my purpose? What am I here for? And to be his mom, there's no question and no doubt that my purpose is to fight for him in the same way that my sister did before he was ever born, which has made me grow a spine, you know, get a backbone. It's made me use my voice. It's made me do things that I've been so afraid to do, but it's all for him. And I know that he changed my life. He made me a better, stronger person.
When you look back, and you think about the initial fears, the concerns that you originally had when you found out that you were pregnant, knowing what you know now, how do you look back on those initial concerns? Maddie?
I look back at everything that I was so worried about before, and those are all just ant-sized problems. They don't even matter anymore. And I don't know why they felt so big at the time. And I'm so glad that I didn't make a permanent decision off of a temporary emotion.
Elizabeth, how about you?
I feel the same way. I remember everyone telling me, I hate to admit this as who I am, but I was so influenced by what everyone else said, especially if they had kids and they would say things like, oh, they take up all your time. You're not going to be able to travel. They're very expensive. And I just remember feeling like this child was going to be a burden because, you know, this faceless, nameless said child. But once I held my daughter, I realized you just make things happen for your children. Since I've had her, I've actually traveled more than I've ever traveled. I've gone across the country twice. You know, God provides and everything has happened exactly how it should have happened. And I don't feel like any part of my life lacks or is without because of her existence. Everything I do feels more fulfilled.
Given your experience, that you personally would like to see the church get more involved in helping women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. Maddie?
Yeah, I think that the church is the answer to a lot of the issues that single moms have. It's the fear, it's the lack of support. And I really feel like if the church made it known that they were a safe place for single moms, that more moms would be less afraid to be pregnant, knowing that there was somebody who cared, that knowing that there was a place for her and her child, a safe place to grow and be nurtured. And I don't think that churches are vocal enough about that to let moms know that as church people, as the church, we're not perfect and we don't live perfect lives and we do have faults. And I think that's what makes the church unapproachable. But if we let the people know that we're just a safe place for other people to come and learn and to be accepted and to be supported, that would help. I think it would take a lot of the fear out of the lack of support that's out there.
Elizabeth, what would you say?
I have a little bit of a different story. I was an atheist when I got pregnant, and the kindness that I've been shown by Christians has brought me to Jesus and the church. So, you know, I used to drive by Planned Parenthood and I would flip off and say terrible things to the people praying outside. And those are the people, the exact people that answered the phone when I called in distress. And I didn't have a car seat when my daughter was born. I was stuck at the hospital and people from church gave me a car seat. So their kindness towards me with no benefit to themselves is what changed my perspective completely.
And Elizabeth, I want to highlight a piece of your story that really stands out to me. The difference between the way that you were handled by the church and by the pro-life community compared to how the abortion industry treated you. You told us that you were sitting there and they were almost trying to force you to take those pills. You wanted other options. You wanted to discuss, you know, counseling, what else you have available, but they only had one answer for you. They wanted to profit off of you. They wanted to coerce you essentially into getting that abortion, but the church stepped up and the pro-life community stepped up and they wrapped their arms around you and they showed the love of Christ, which as believers, we are told to be the hands and feet of Christ. And I believe that they were the hands and feet of Christ in your story.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, this whole experience has just turned my life around. In some ways, I tuck my tail when I talk about my past a little bit because I've just been so changed by this entire thing. I've just not had people help me to such lengths that the Christian community has with no benefit, no gain. A lot of people even sent gifts and money to me anonymously and just wrote notes like, thank you for keeping your daughter. And I essentially tried to get rid of her because I thought the world would reject her. And to have her so welcomed has just blown my mind. And I hope that by sharing my story, someone else will take a chance and the world will invite their child into it the way that people have with mine. I constantly would ask myself, why is my daughter special? Why are we special? Why are you helping us? You know, there's other things you can do with your money, but it's been amazing. It's been such a great experience.
What's something that our listener can do to make a difference for the women in their life that are facing an unplanned pregnancy? Maddie?
I would definitely say the hard thing that the world is not saying to her, and that is that she can be a good mom. She can have her baby and her dreams too. The baby is not going to stop her from doing anything that she wants to accomplish, but that will broaden that world for her. It's so exciting to introduce someone to the things that you love and watch them love it too. And just let her know that she really is not alone.
Elizabeth, what would you add?
You know, someone asked me, and I was not expecting this question. They said, what's in the way of you keeping your child? They didn't say, what do you want? Will you be a good mom? They said, what's in the way? And I said, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can afford this and that. And they were like, well, okay, so if I help you, then what's in the way? And they helped me break down all the barriers that I had set up to not have this child. And I think if I could give any advice to someone who's considering not having it, you know, write out what's in your way and then seek to knock those things down. Because you'll find most of the time, women that I talk to, they're minuscule things. You know, God has created it in a way that we have 9 months to get ready. You'll find money for diapers. You'll find these things that you need. You don't have to have childcare the moment you find out you're pregnant, you know?
What are some ways that both of you have seen your personal stories impact another woman? Maddie?
Well, I work for Embrace Grace, and so I do share my story quite a bit. And there's nothing that excites me more than when I'm done telling my story that a woman comes up to me and says, I chose life and I'm still scared and she's pregnant. And I'm excited and I have hope. And I think for me, that's the biggest thing, is that to give them hope that motherhood, single motherhood, is not easy, but it is worth it. And it's beautiful in its own way. And that she's not the first person to be scared of becoming a mom by herself. And she won't be the last, but we can all help each other.
Elizabeth, how about you?
Well, to be honest, I think if more men, at least the men that I've talked to, voice that they are interested in co-parenting and they're interested in raising a child respectfully with the mom, no matter the hurdles or the circumstances, what a difference it can make. And so Ben, actually, my partner, he opened a men's side to our women's pregnancy center here in town. So that has just opened a few months ago. And the guys that come in and talk about, I had a chance to save my baby and I didn't. And these are the regrets that I feel. And, you know, hopefully instead of dwelling in that, we can work forward to help people that haven't even gotten in that situation yet, how they might want to handle it.
And I'm so glad, Elizabeth, that you bring that up, because men are such an important part of this. We know that it takes two to tango. So how would you recommend that men handle an unplanned pregnancy?
I mean, it sounds bad, but I think taking accountability is one thing. It's not solely on the woman. You know, there's no blame to be had. And although it's scary and it's unknown, keep talking to her, keep supporting her. You know, being pregnant is a whirlwind of emotions, and she might say she hates you. She might want to throw stuff at you. Just keep showing up. Keep giving her hugs. Keep talking to her about the positive side that could happen, because it's so easy for us to go, oh man, I don't want to go to court against this person. I don't want to buy diapers. That's going to impede on my fund for this or that or whatever. But start thinking about the positive, because I don't know anyone that regrets their children. Not one person.
Maddie, what's your advice for men?
Use your voice for hope, for good, and be patient. I know you really can't control your initial reaction, but your initial reaction does mean a lot to us women. And so if you can just take a minute to soak it in before you give a reaction, what is one that will uplift your partner and help her feel safe? Because being pregnant unexpectedly does not feel safe. It feels very scary. And so be a safe place for her.
What's your message to a young woman who's in the same shoes that you once walked? She just found out that she's pregnant. It was unplanned. She's afraid. She's concerned. What's your message to her, Maddie?
My message to her is whatever you're facing right now is fixable, and it is not your forever. And it will in the future be a really small thing. So keep working through it, and be vocal about what you're feeling, and don't try to mask it and make yourself feel like everything's going to be fine. Be vocal and talk to somebody that is a trusted somebody who's going to speak truth over you and help you where you're at, because you're being honest.
Elizabeth, how about you?
I think, you know, I can only speak to it going back and talking to myself, what I would have wanted to hear. And it's just that no matter who is around you or who is in your corner and who is against you, your child is going to be your best friend. And this lonely, empty feeling that you feel is about to go away, because you're going to have the best experience of your life.
Well, Elizabeth and Maddie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your stories today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Well, today's program has been so incredibly important. The stories of these two women, to hear what they went through, I know that there are so many women out there who can relate to the same emotions, the same fear, the same concern that they had. And, you know, to hear, for example, Elizabeth's story, it's an amazing story, but it's far from a unique story. There are so many women who have been in the same position as her. To hear that she was in her lowest moment, she was scared and confused, reaching out for help, but the abortion industry didn't care about her. They didn't care about her concerns. They just wanted her to take the pill. That's such a shame, but it's so important as well as a reminder to you and I, the importance of the work that we do, trying to get this information out there and save babies. You know, to hear Maddie's story of the way that the church reached out and put their arms around her and loved her with supplies and support to be the hands and feet of Christ is what we are called to do. And so their stories are such an encouragement to me. Also, Elizabeth's story, and she mentioned abortion pill reversal. To you, our listener, I want to encourage you to go to our website, lifeissues.org. There you can learn more about abortion pill reversal. You'll also get information and resources that you can share with women who might find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy so that you can help them to choose life. Again, that's available at our website, lifeissues.org. Be sure to tune in next week for another Straight Talk on Life Issues.